Welcome to Coon Hunting University Podcast. This is your host, Mason Bush. Class is now in session. Hey guys, next time you're in the market for some new hunting gear, head on over to coonhuntersupply.com and check out the Razor hunting gear line. Razor has partnered up with Yoder Nylon to bring some of the sharpest and best designed briar-proof gear on the market. They have their own line of hunting gear like coats, bibs, chaps, vests, and more. Also, check out the newly released Razor Z1 light. It includes a double walk light, bright double red lights, tight and bright main beam, and a razor sharp green laser. Head on over to coonhuntersupply.com and get yours ordered today. Hey guys, next time you're in the market for some new hunting supplies, head on over to Conkey's Outdoors. Whether it's a light, boots, dog leash, Garmin, or any other kind of hunting accessories, they can take care of you. Conkey's is a family-owned business that strives on excellent customer service and guarantees fast delivery every time. The next time you're over in Hastings, Florida, stop by or give them a call at 904-692-1568. Thanks. Welcome to Coon Hunt University Podcast. This is your host, Mason Bush. Today we have Wade Gratchwitz, owner and CEO of Joy Dog Food. How you doing, Wade?
I'm doing good. Doing real good.
Ooh, y'all selling a bunch of dog food?
Well, we sure try.
I just walked in the door this evening. I've had to been all over. I've been to Nashville today, been over close to Memphis. I'm surprised I got home as early as I did, but we made it. For the people that do not know, tell everybody just a little bit about yourself, a little background, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Born and raised right here in Pingaville. I guess I like it 'cause I'm still here. Married, to Lisa, got one daughter, Daphne, one son, Skyler, and, stepson Drew and a stepdaughter, Haley. And, played basketball in high school, went to college, played basketball, come back and, went to work the coal mines. And Mason, I absolutely hated it. Hated every second of it.
Yeah.
And, got into coon hunting after basketball and just got ate up with it. And it took me a while to figure it out. Trying to raise puppies, and you gotta have the right type of puppy to do what we wanted to do, and couldn't find one, and bought some young dogs and made nice dogs, but I just seemed like just couldn't. Win your backyard, Mason, but you start moving around and trying to win other people's backyards, it's a little more difficult. And I found out pretty quick, if a dog's got a hole, it's going to get exposed. And telling Josh today, Steve Yant, his brother, used to run a nice hunt down there at enter close to where he's at. It's that Duck Creek Wildlife area. I had a dog out of Striker, Grand Eye Champion, nice dog, but he had one hole. With a rough male dog, he'd move over 10, 15 feet. And they had a pro one down there. I think it was back then, it was like a $200 entry fee or $250 entry fee. And I think it was $4,000 first place. And made it all the way to final cast. And right out of the truck, tree's a coon. I mean, first 5 minutes, has a coon by himself. Male dog goes over there and moves him off the tree 15, 20 feet. So I take a double hit right out of the truck. I tell you, it was his buddy Gilbert with Screaming Eagle. That's who it was. But some of them old timers remember that dog. He wasn't that rough either. It was just, my dog was just a little timid. I ended up selling that dog, Mason, and I got to was buddies with Mac McAllister. And I talked to Mac once a week. And I was looking for a good female. And, you know, everybody know back in the day, everybody knew Mac. And, of course, I wanted one out of Lipper. He'd say, come get this one. I got one for you. I'd drive over there and get it. I'd hunt it for a couple of weeks. Mac, I don't like her. I'd take her back. He'd have another one there. Might be a male dog. I tried a couple, two or three. And finally, I was like, Mac, I'm probably looking for a dog that's not for sale. Okay, I'm looking for a dog that's probably not for sale. Where's she at? He goes, call Steve Gallotter, Redwater, Mod, Texas. He goes, don't even go try her, just buy her. So, but I had to try her. She was 2 year old, and I gave a pretty good chunk of money for her, and she was directly out of Lipper on the top side. On the bottom side, she was out of a Houses Grand Nine Champion female out of Houses Tom Tom on the top, and Rob's Danny Boy on the bottom.
Some old school stuff.
Old school stuff. And I think I bought her when she was 20 months old, and she treed 9 coons in 2 nights. She treed 7 the first night by herself down there. And then I wanted to see her go with another dog, make sure she wasn't an alligator. And she's a little rough, but she treed 2 coons and let that dog treat him. So I brought her home. That was the first good dog I ever had. And I did some winning with her, got in the final 4 of the ACHA World Hunt with her. And I actually ended up buying wasn't a litter mate, Mason, but it was a full brother to her out in West Virginia. Dog's name was Lippers West Virginia Rambo. And there was a guy named Bob Pushevsky that owned that dog. And I think he, if I remember correctly, I had tried to buy him, and he never would price him. And he got a UKC hunt. And I think that Bob got barred from UKC for fighting in the cast. So I actually read that when people barred in one of those magazines, and I called him, and he was like, I could tell he was, you know, ready to sell. And I traded a dog and some cash and went and got him. And wow, he's a nice dog too, but it's same cross. So, and then I raised a litter of puppies out of, Jill, the female, bred her right back to Wager Stylish Lipper, and had some real nice pups too, but just had some bad luck with one got killed, one got lost. And then I sold a couple, and one of them got stolen. It's a good litter, but just no luck with them, you know.
Right.
Get them to a ripe age. So.
Right.
And then I I started High Standard Dog Food, and that kind of ended my coon hunting career when I started there, just all the hours and stuff it took to run that. So.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it. What was really kind of going through your head when you decided you wanted to start your own dog food?
Well, you know, I had started High Standard because I disliked the coal mine so much. And I started out, I went to second shift there at the coal mines for about, it's close to 2 years. So I started this store called High Standard. We built a building and started from scratch. And I went to second shift over to coal mine. So I was running the store during the day, and then I'd blow out of there, run over the coal mines from 4 to midnight. And I did that for a while, 20 months, 21 months. And just did High Standard alone, the High Standard Suppliers store. And then coon hunting then. And I worked that store for about 10 years. And I could see that, you know, I was never going to make big, big money there, made a living, but I knew that if I could get a dog food that I can control the ingredients and not change them and kind of control the price a little bit, I thought I could make it. And so I started High Standard Dog Food in 98. So 10 years later, I started High Standard Dog Food. And it did so, it did well after about 2 years. It really did well. And then I was approached by the owners of Joy Dog Food. They were wanting out. And we sat down, negotiated back and forth. It took about a year to get it done, but I bought Joy in 2011. So there was some time in between.
So the Koshers had then sold Joy at this time, correct?
Yes, sir. They had.
Okay.
Yep. So. Pro Pet in actually in St. Mary's, Ohio owned Joy at the time. And you know, they just kind of treated it like an old truck. I've used that saying before. They just kind of treated it like an old truck. They were just driving Joy dog food off into the ditch. You know, they had many improvements as far as ingredients, packaging, you know, no marketing, no nothing. So I'm no hero, but when we got it, it was in the ditch. And we just worked at it day by day by day. And, you know, of course, I knew the name of Joy Dog Food back in the 80s, in the 90s. You didn't feed Joy Dog Food back then, you know, people make fun of you.
Right.
So, but yeah, they had the market there for a while, and just, they kind of just let it go by the wayside, to be honest. Mm. But, no, I'm happy I bought it. Joy Dog Food's really doing well. So is High Standard. I'm lucky guy.
Yeah. What did you have in mind when you bought Joy there in 2011? I know, I guess it would have been probably close to 2020, 2021 before I really started seeing the name Joy again. So I guess you had it quite a few years before it really started coming back.
Oh yeah, it was, yeah, yeah. Be honest with you, it had, they'd made some bad decisions, and they were least cost formulating. And, you know, most people know what least cost formulation means. They means they change the ingredients all the time, and they don't change the back of the bag. They just change what's in the bag. And when you start doing that, you know, it's like a different dog food every time you open up a bag and feed it. And, you know, can't tell it, but your dog can tell it. You know, you'll see him, not the dog, maybe not eat it, or loose or running stools, or, you know, variety of stuff. And of course we stopped all that. You can't build a dog food brand by changing the ingredients all the time. Because of price, you just can't do it. But we just started out gradually getting the ingredient panel we wanted and changed all the packaging, and just start putting it out there. And you wouldn't believe it, Mason, all the people that's called in that, you know, I talked to a lady the other day that she was showing me pictures. She was texting me pictures on her phone that back in the 70s, She was a little girl showing pictures of her grandfather feeding Joy dog food, and you know, he had beagles, you know, and she'd ordered a hat for him, you know, 15, 18, 20 years ago before I even owned it. And he's always sitting in every picture with a Joy hat on. It just stuff like that. There was just a lot of people remember Joy dog food from back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So it kind of went away for a while, but we're trying to bring it back.
Right. Oh, it's definitely growing, especially in the past 2 or 3 years. It's made a huge impact on the dog food market.
Yes. Yeah, and we're, you know, me, I'm partial. I'm partial to coon hunters. I can't help it. but we're making a big splash now with coon hunters, but you know, the beagles, the retrievers, squirrel dogs, you know, we're starting to get some of all that business, not just the coon hunter. So, which helps. And we, you know, that's what we need to strive to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've been seeing a lot of beagle guys, a lot of squirrel dog guys, and a lot of cow dog guys, the Catahoula and guys that use these herd dogs to work these cows. They're making the swap as well.
Yeah. It's just, you know, when you put, you know, it's not easy because you got to put the right stuff in there. But, you know, we got a couple formulas that are over 500 kcals per cup. And, you know, most people don't check the calories per cup.
The people
flip that bag over.
Yeah, for the people that don't know, let's talk kcals for a minute. While you're on it, you can go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and I always just try to explain it this way. If you're paying X amount of dollars and the kcals per cup is 320 per cup, and you're feeding Joy dog food at 510, and you're trying to get, let's just say your goal is to feed 1,000 kcals a day. Okay, well, you don't even need to feed two full cups of Joy to get there. And if somebody's at 320 or 330 on their kcals per cup, a competitor, you're looking at three cups of that product to get there. So when you start breaking that down, you know, price per pound or price per cup, it starts adding up when you're feeding one third more every day to get the nutritional value that you are with two, you know.
Right. You go to, you know, putting that toward the life of a bag, and over time it's going to make a tremendous difference as far as your price goes.
Yeah. Well, I was telling a sales guy today, he works for a distributor of ours, and he was down at a 200. This guy had 200 bird dogs down in southern Georgia, and he was feeding a competitor's feed and said he wasn't going to switch. And so this salesman, it's been 2 weeks ago, Mason, called me on the phone, and you know the sales guy. And he said, "Hey, Wade, can we donate this guy some feed?" He said, I think he'll switch if we give him some feed. He's not going to buy it and try it. I said, "Well, yeah, let's give him some feed and have him try." So give him that 2420. And so the salesman called me on the phone today, and he was back down there, and guy ordered 3 tons of 2420 from him today. And we were just talking and stuff. And I just said, "Well, you know what, here's the deal. Bag of dog food. I can lie. Everybody in the world can lie if they want to lie. Dog food can't. You feed it, you're going to figure out what's in it." And, I said, "If I can get somebody to try it, we can get somebody to try Joy compared to what they're feeding. And we're not going to switch everybody. Some people, you know, love competitors, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you'll give Joy dog food a chance and you'll feed it, just give it a chance. You'll like it."
Yeah.
You might not feed it because you might have 13 dogs, Mason. You can't afford it.
Right.
Okay. I get that. I understand that. I've been there. I couldn't afford to feed Joy dog food when I was in my 20s. Couldn't afford it. So I wished I could have, but I just couldn't afford it. And I only had 5-6 dogs. So I understand that part of it. But it is a good dog food. Not because I own it, but it is a good dog food. And there's other good dog foods out there too. So all we want is just we want a chance and just want a small piece of the pie. So yeah. that's what we're out there doing.
Just a fair shot.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, especially this latest formula. I don't know. I really like it. I've fed the Super Meal for months now, and mine's held up. And if anybody knows, you know how much I've been on the road the past few months, and mine stays looking good, and stays slick, shiny, and looks good physically and in the woods as well. So.
Are you going to stay on that when it gets hotter? What are you going to do?
I plan on swapping. I'm probably going to cut back to the 2420. Like I said, I've been on the Super Meal 3020, so I'm going to swap back to the 2420, which the Super Meal is a chicken. 2420 is a beef-based food.
Correct.
But Most that shouldn't cause any issues. Just for the people that don't know, that is, one's a beef, one's a chicken. I've had a dog before. He actually just passed away about a month ago. He had a protein allergy, and he couldn't have beef or fish. So for people that do have dogs with them type of protein allergies, keep that in mind. But he would have done well on the performance 26-18 or the super male 30-20.
Right.
But as far as K-cows go, both of them are pretty close to the same.
Yes.
Super male's 5'10", the high energy 24-20's 5'05". And then the puppy food, it's a chicken based food. It's got 515. So we're getting to wealth. Yes. We're getting to puppy season here shortly. So keep that in mind. You want high calories. You want the protein. That's what's going to cause them puppies to grow. You're not yes. really worried about fat when it comes to a pup. You want the protein and you want the calories.
Right. Well, that puppy food is the current or the nugget is very, very small.
Yes.
Extremely small. So that helps a lot with those puppies too. So.
Yep. But, and a lot of people, and I even thought about swapping to the 26-18 just to stay on the chicken. It's a good food. I've fed it before. And it comes in a 50-pound bag where the super male is only a 40. But like I said, both of them the chicken. And then the 26-18, the K-cows on it's only 485. So not much difference right. there.
No. No, not at all. But I got to ask you a question. So do you read I know we're just kind of winging it here, but did you read Josh's post on the lead handler? What we're proposing on $100 for this, $100 for that. Did you see that today?
I did. And I think it's a pretty good incentive. You know a little bit more of the details, and you may even have them pulled up right there, what it is.
I don't.
So, I know, what did it say? $100 for a dog that trees a coon in the first 4 minutes of the cast. What was it, $2?
$100 if you squall one out of a tree, or out of a den. Excuse me, out of a den.
That's a sore subject for me right now.
I think it's if you get two casts, if you win two casts in a row, is there an extra $100?
I believe so. Was $200.
If you win three casts, it's $200 extra. If you score, I don't have it pulled up.
It's over 400 anyway. Over 400 plus, it's another $100.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
So
good. Gosh, my phone's blowed up today over all that. So
yeah.
I haven't answered half the questions. I'm sure Josh's is blowed up as well. So
he don't have anything to do, so he can answer.
Yeah, I think he slept all day, Mason. I don't think he's done anything. Mm. So anyway,
but yeah, that's go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, that's a big incentive, especially on just head to heads, which I think most of them cast for 90 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes. 90 minute cast. So, it'll be interesting to see how that plays in and going forward. I know he's working on some matchups and stuff right now with that. Should be interesting. So
I've not had a chance to look at the or watch the Chris Saunders and Clifford Rivers video. I'm not sure who won it, but I know both of them are two super great guys.
Oh, yeah. No, they are. Yes, they are.
I was pulling for Chris. I got beat. He come up to me Tuesday. He said, I had a premonition the other night. He said, me and you were going to draw each other. He said, I'm already in, so it looks like you're going to be here Friday or Saturday. But I don't guess that come true. Friday, I was at home. So.
Well, Mason, if it wasn't for bad luck, you wouldn't have any.
No, so. Monday night, a dog come in and run mine off a tree. Tuesday night, we won't even go into details on it. Thursday, I dominated early, and dog just didn't look good late, just got beat late. And then Friday, got lucky early, got to the late round, treated coon, went in it throughout the whole cast, and hunt's over, shining the last tree. Josh Thornhill's squalling, shining his tree at the den. 7 minutes has gone on shine time. Coon comes rolling out to beat me.
So it rolled out and went up the tree?
No, he squalled it, and it was kind of like a stovetop. The hole was pretty high up the tree, and he's squalling, and it just, we're all standing there. It just comes up and pokes his head and everything out. It's plain as day. So, I mean, it's just like
those
I said.
Hurt.
Yep. Dog looked good all week. Stayed by himself pretty much all week. Treat coons. Treat three on the early round Wednesday. And everybody withdrew. Looked real good. But
where are you taking next?
Pro Sport Truck Hunt this weekend. My partner bought me an entry. Saturday's my birthday, so he bought me an entry for it, and hope I win a truck on my birthday.
Maybe you can drive it home Saturday night.
Yeah. Yep. So.
And that hunt is full, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. I believe so. They're giving away a new Dodge pickup. So. Lane Leverett's putting it on over in Estill Springs, Tennessee. I don't know, about an hour and a half outside of Nashville.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking about that today. You know, everything the PKC does, you know, all the hunts and stuff, mm-hmm. and then Pro Sport, all the stuff they do, UKC, wow, UKC probably put on one of the best hunts, you know, ever.
Yeah, that TOC is.
Yes, man, they do an outstanding job.
Yeah,
not the PKC and Pro Sport do not. Because they do too. I mean, where can you go hunt for, you know, $40,000-$50,000 or a brand new truck, or, you know, and then we jump out there and do that, and we give away $5,000. So I'm a little embarrassed, but
UKC's a big organization.
Yes,
and what they've done with TOC is just huge. They're all hands on deck. Man, everybody's in, and it's no telling the money they spend to just put them final loan. But
yeah, you know, we were counting up the other day. How many casts in a row did Dustin Weed win?
Well, I mean, it depends on if you win five in a row to get your five qualify. We'll count that. And then you got to win the your two zones. And then once you get to the top 96, there's three, I guess. Three there, so.
Right.
Potentially ten casts. Potentially
nine or ten casts in a row. Yeah, because then he goes to Super Stakes.
Doubles up Monday night with him.
Yeah, so. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, when you sit and think about that, for a guy to win, you know, 9 or 10 casts in a row, and he wasn't hunting in his backyard.
No.
Okay.
Then he swapped dogs. He swaps dogs Tuesday and doubles him up too.
Oh, that's right.
So that's 14. And then he gets in the final. That's two more Friday night. There's 16. He gets second Saturday. So you're looking at potentially
16 casts in a row?
Yep.
That's unheard of, people.
Yep.
You know, but just kind of off the subject, you know, you can go and look at, you know, I've got Dustin on Snapchat and Duel on Snapchat, Strickland sending stuff, you know, and there's a lot of guys that do a lot of winning, but there's a lot of times I'll get up at 5:30 in the morning, and I'll look at Snap. You know what? They're hunting at 3:30, 4:00.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
And they didn't start at midnight either. They started at dark, and there's a reason why those guys win.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we were counting up the other day how many Weed had to win, and it was, I was like, holy smokes, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
So.
That's tough enough, me trying to double one up. Went 16 in a row.
Yeah, and he's young too. How old is Dustin?
I believe he's about a year older than me, so I think he's about 30. 30, 31, somewhere in there.
Well, he's on a roll. So I hope that dog's not hurt forever.
No, I've not called and asked him what was going on with his leg. I don't know if it's broke or what it is, but I know he had some kind of issues going on with his leg, so I've not got any more details other than what he posted on Facebook Friday night.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you jumping on, Wade. I said we'll do this again here in a couple months. I appreciate Joy being a sponsor of CHU and all y'all do for me and do for the coon hunters in general. A lot of people, I'd say a little small-minded about what y'all do and complain a little bit. I mean, you ain't going to make everybody happy, no matter what business you're in, and people's going to complain. But you look at the bigger picture. Joy does more for the coon hunters than any other company out there, I'd say. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. We enjoy doing it. And, you know, we've got some ideas and stuff coming up for not only the coon hunters. We're going to try to get into doing some of this stuff for some other groups too. So, and we appreciate the people that support us too. I mean, it's without those guys or you guys or everybody, you know, Joy couldn't do what Joy does.
Right.
So, we like to give back and we appreciate what everybody else does, you know, what everybody does for us too.
Yep. Well, I believe I'm going to rest up a little bit, and then I'm going to go try to cut a dog loose for a time or two. So,
all right, Mason, thanks for having me, and I'm sure we'll be talking. We'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a retail store and want to sell Joy dog food? Well, it's never been easier. Head over to the dealer locator on our website, click on Become a Dealer, and fill out the form. Afterwards, we'll have the salesman for your region reach out to you with more information on how you can become a Joy dealer. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to joydogfood.com and become a dealer today.